Chapter 127. The Triton fell. Michael Tollins staggered to his feet on the inclined deck and peered over the anchor spool at the frayed winch cable where the Triton used to hang. Wheeling toward the stern, he scanned the water. The Triton was just now emerging from under the Goya on the current. Relieved at least to see the sub intact, Tollins eyed the hatch, wanting nothing more than to see it open up and Rachel climb out unscathed. But the hatch remained closed. Tollins wondered if maybe she had been knocked out by the violent fall. Even from the deck, Tollins could see the Triton was riding exceptionally low in the water, far below its normal diving trim waterline. It's sinking. Tollins couldn't imagine why, but the reason at the moment was immaterial. I have to get Rachel out, now. As Tollins stood to dash for the edge of the deck, a shower of machine gun fire exploded above him, sparking off the heavy anchor spool overhead. He dropped back to his knees. Shit. He peered around the spool only long enough to see Pickering on the upper deck, taking aim like a sniper. The Delta soldier had dropped his machine gun while climbing into the doomed helicopter, and Pickering had apparently recovered it. Now the director had scrambled to the high ground. Trapped behind the spool, Tollins looked back toward the sinking Triton. Come on, Rachel, get out! He waited for the hatch to open. Nothing. Looking back to the deck of the Goya, Tollins' eyes measured the open area between his position and the stern railing. 20 feet. A long way without any cover. Tollins took a deep breath and made up his mind. Ripping off his shirt, he hurled it to his right onto the open deck. While Pickering blew the shirt full of holes, Tollins dashed left down the inclined deck, banking toward the stern. With a wild leap, he launched himself over the railing off the back of the ship. Arcing high in the air, Tollins heard the bullets whizzing all around him and knew a single graze would make him a shark feast the instant he hit the water.